June 23rd, 1611 AD, Zugarramurdi, Spain. Behind the iron bars, the witch knelt on a filthy bed of straw and prayed to God. Alonso de Salazar Frias studied the unusual sight. The inquisitor could barely discern the figure within. The cell was dark, lit only by the flickering flames rising from the neighboring village square. Through the same window's slit, the smell of burnt flesh accompanied the ghastly dancing glow across the stone walls. He listened to the witch's whispers in Latin, studied the folded hands, the bowed head. The prayer was a familiar one, Anima Christi, composed by Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Society of Jesus. It was a fitting prayer, considering the witch kneeling here was of that same order, a Jesuit priest. Alonso silently translated the last of the prayer. At the hour of my death, call me into your presence, lead me to praise you with all your saints, forever and ever. Amen, Alonso said aloud, drawing the accused witch's attention. He waited for the man to stand. Though surely no older than Alonso's 47 years, the priest creaked to his feet. The robe that had been left to him hung from thin shoulders. His face was sunken and pocked with sores. The jailers had even shaved his head, leaving his scalp scabbed in several places. Alonso felt a flicker of pity for his poor state, even knowing it was a man of God who stood accused of heresy and witchcraft. Alonso had been summoned to this tiny Basque village at the personal request of the Inquisitor General to conduct this interrogation. It had taken him a week to traverse the Pyrenees to reach the small cluster of homes and farms near the border of France. The priest hobbled to the iron bars and grasped them with bony fingers plagued by a tremoring palsy of weakness. When had they last fed this man? The Jesuit's words, though, were firm.
I am not a witch.
That is what I have been ordered to determine, Father Ibarra. I have read the charges brought against you. You have been accused of practicing witchcraft, of using charms and amulets to heal the sick. The priest